All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow straight gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoons, getting us through the evenings, getting us through the nights. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He protects his people. He keeps his promises. So always keep him first. Always worship him. Always praise him and look to him forever. Amen. Most definitely. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, comfort one another, support each other, intercede for each other. All those things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world, let us be together on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the peace, the love, the harmony, the gathering, the gatherings, the fellowships, and the services. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, and future martyrs, the brave, courageous believers out there who are going through it for the gospel, who are bold for the faith, who are being persecuted for his namesake. Stay strong and upright forever, y'all. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted in Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds all over the world. Much love to all the brand new converts out there, all the brand new creatures in Christ, anyone who just became a believer, anyone who just got baptized, anyone who just repented. God bless all of you. Love you all. Welcome. Most definitely welcome everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let's gather together and praise the Most High. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Cry out to him, play an instrument, dance, express yourself. Do what you got to do for the Most High. He is always watching us, so always serve him with gladness and joy, and always worship his spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives till the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. In a twinkling of an eye, with a shout, with those angels, he has come back to bring war. He has come back with a sword. He has come back to bring fire upon the earth. He has come back for his people. He is coming back to judgment on the wicked, all right? He's coming back to really judge the nations with an iron rod, amen? So he's going to judge them with an iron rod, smash them like clay pots. So we got to be ready for his return. Be watchful, stay prayed up, alert, sober, vigilant, all those things, people. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, vision, encounters, and various ways of communication. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Let's obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, statute, commandments. Let's obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our life, our calling, our purpose, our situations, our gifts, our circumstances, handle that, people. Any assignments or tasks the Father gave you, handle it, honor it, be responsible with the gifts and talents he gave you, y'all. Most definitely, let's keep being washed by the water, by the word, the washing of the water through the word. Let's plead the blood of the Messiah over our lives. Constantly be renewed, people, in the Holy Spirit, and always stay refreshed and anointed, people. Most definitely, amen. Praise the Most High forever. Now, today's message, what we would do is just go through this commentary about Jeremiah, kind of like a point of view type of thing, like a flashback, historical aspect. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Racing against horses, Jeremiah. Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say Jeremiah," the book of Matthew chapter 16, verses 13 through 14. "He told me my work was to pluck and to plant, to break down and to build, to announce destruction and yet to give hope, to say that he sides with our enemies and yet loves us as sons. I was a young man when God called me to this work, not yet 20, but I was like a lamb led to the slaughter. Did I really think men would honor me for telling the truth? They did not. They mocked me, wished me the worst, plotted against my life. So went through so many things in the name of the Lord and went through various trials and tribulations. Such a vow did so many good, but his message was like a fire in my bones. The more I held it back, the hotter it burned, until it burst forth from my mouth. And those who heard my scorching words scourged me in return. I said various things to the Most High as we have various conversations. God listened to my complaints. He did not weaken, nor did he turn away. He even answered me. The people who had planned my death, he said, would be punished. I would be like a bronze wall. He assured me people would beat on me, but I would not break. I was racing against men. Now, he said, but in time, I would race against horses. None of this was exactly comforting, but God had laid his hands on me, and I was never able to escape his grasp. The thing that kept me going was hope. I don't mean that I merely wished better things would come. I knew better things would come. God's revelations to me assured me that he would bring justice and renewal. He would turn our mourning into gladness. He would replace the old, broken covenant with a new one, even more beautiful than the one before. I will not live to see those hopes come true, but the days are coming, says the Lord. The days are coming. Amen. Back to the future. In what ways was the work of Jeremiah like the ministry of the Messiah? When you have prayed to God without holding back, how has he answered you? Jeremiah prophesies about the coming of the new covenant. What is the new covenant? What impact does it have on your life? The story continues. Read about Jeremiah's trials in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, the whole entire Jeremiah chapter 12, Jeremiah chapter 25, Jeremiah 30, and also Jeremiah chapter 31. Amen. Excellent read of Jeremiah and the things he went through. We can take so much things and lessons and apply it to our lives. Okay, so people will be persecuted, go through so much things for his name's sake and for his word. So we got to be strong and bold with this. Amen. So prayers up to all of you out there. All right. That is the commentary. Okay. Have fire shut up in your bones for the consuming fire. Amen. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He is the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Most High. He's the God of Jeshurun. Most definitely, he's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Most High. His only begotten Son died for our sins, rose up 3 days later. Much love to the Messiah for shedding his blood for the whole entire world. Amen. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the Advocate. Praise the Most High, the Almighty, true, living God. Praise him, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The Apostle of our profession, the Arm of the Lord, the Atoning Sacrifice for our sins, the Author and Finisher of our faith, the Author and Perfecter of our faith, the Author of Life, the Author of Salvation, the Beginning and the End, the Beginning of Creation of God, the Beloved Son, the Blessed and Only Potentate, the Blessed and Only Ruler, the Branch, the Bread of God, the Bread of Life, the Bridegroom, the Capstone, the Captain of Salvation, the Chief Cornerstone, the Chief Shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the Consolation of Israel, the Cornerstone, the Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel. Emmanuel, God is with us, Eternal Life, Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn of all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Hair of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am. The I am that I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the Son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, King of the ages, King of the Jews. the King, the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader, commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is holiness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord our righteousness, our shield, our buckler, our refuge, our strength, our song, our provider, our helper. Praise him always forevermore, our high tower, good fortress, our refuge, everything. Amen. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh, Be Yahweh, Yahai, Yeshai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakatha, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai, Yeshaya, Adonai, Abba. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days, the rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. Y'all, we touch and agree. Call on him, he'll show you great mighty things. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently. Know that he exists, believe in him, trust in him, call on him. Seek his face always, people. He will look out for you. He got you. Your faith has made you well. Your faith has saved you. Your faith has blessed you. Your faith is how you overcome your problems, and the faith is how you overcome the world. Praise the Most High forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders, help, unexpected blessings, unexpected breakthroughs, unexpected good news, unexpected forward moving things for the rest of your life, double portion blessings for everything you've been through in your lifetime. I speak that over your life, favor and peace. I speak that over your life forever. Call on him, y'all. Ask the Father what you need in his son's name, and it shall be given to you. Amen. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. God is one. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God will be in our lives forever. The mighty hand of God be in our lives forever. The finger of God be in our lives forever. Amen. Our true salvation. He got us, y'all. Praise him. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb. The power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone of builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. He is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim, the living word, the word made flesh. Most definitely his word never fails. Amen. Heaven and earth may pass away, but his words are forever. Hallelujah. Praise him. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that his word is purifying silver, as David said in Psalms. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So he is the everlasting king. He is a sinless high priest. Amen. Always trust in him, people, through it all. Take it one day at a time, y'all. Prayers up for all the poor people. Prayers up for all the orphans, all the fatherless, all the widows. Prayers up for all the elders. Prayers for the tribe of Levi. Prayers up for all the sojourners, the strangers, the pilgrims, the refugees. Prayers up for all people, all walks of life, all social classes, all the children, the babies, the teenagers, the fathers, the mothers, the aunties, the uncles, the cousins, friends, neighbors. Prayers up for everybody at your workplace. Prayers up for everybody around you in the region. Prayers up everywhere. Amen. Always send up them prayers, people, most definitely. So that is the word for today. What I love to do as I close out is give y'all a prayer and a priestly blessing on the way out, okay? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakatha. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.